Okay, so we got through the
sugyas of Shaivivim that discuss Hilchos Nida, and I figured to maybe last we have another week or two at least till Purim to maybe speak about some sugyas to introduce some halachas on the topic of Yichud. Now Yichud is a very common shaylas come up in Hilchos Yichud all the time, and it's negeya to Kedushas Abayis a little bit. So I figured it would be a good the set of halachas, maybe just to go through some sugyas in Yichud as we finish up this man and the halachas of Kedushas Abayis. So first of all, I just going to tell you the shayla that I'm going to discuss today, the main shayla, and then I'm going to get into some background, a little bit about what Yichud is. I'll talk about it. The word Yichud means seclusion, and there's an iser for a woman who's an erva, and a man or woman that have a relationship that is an erva, which is a prohibited relationship, which is one of immorality, to be together in seclusion. That's usur. So the shayla I want to talk about today is, what happens when you have, let's say, a married woman, she's home in her house, her husband's out making cash, or learning in koil, or whatever he does, and the wife is home alone, and she needs housework done, so someone wants to come over and do some housework while she's home, and that would mean that this man would be in seclusion with the woman. What about, believe it or not, other relatives? There's also a very big shayla. What if your brother wants to stay in your apartment? So you say, oh, it's just my sister-in-law, right? So that we'll see it's going to be a very unique shayla when it's something called Libay Gospel. We'll talk about it. Even though they have a relationship, Afal Pikein, we'll see there's a very shayla. What's considered Baal Be'ir? What's the halacha, of Yichud in such scenarios, these common cases? So there's a sugya called Baal Be'ir, which is a unique set of halachas, which we're going to get to. But let's just give a little bit of the background on the halachas of Yichud. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, it's also Gemara in, I started with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, because that's what we're learning Night Seder. It's also Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, brings a very interesting makor for the halacha of Yichud. The halacha of Yichud, again, being secluded with anyone who's an erva. So the Gemara says, remez li Yichud min ha-Torah minayin. Where is there a remez in the Torah for Yichud? So the Gemara says a very interesting pasuk. It says, it's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael about what will happen if a relative tries to convince you to do Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk says, ki yisischa ochicha ben imecha. Torah says that perhaps you'll have a brother from your mother, right? It's like, it sounds like it's a half brother. It seems like achicha ben imecha. We'll try to convince you to do avodah zarah. So the whole context there is not relevant bichlal. It's not negiyat the lachos of Yichud. What does the Gemara draw out of there? The Gemara wants to know, why did we pick ben imecha? Why does the Torah pick the son of your mother? Says the Gemara, because we're trying to prove that a son and a mother will hang out. They'll be chilling together in the house. Says the Gemara, why is that important? The Gemara is saying, because a son and a mother are allowed to hang out, says the Gemara. But any other erva, any other forbidden relationship, they will not be able to be in seclusion. Now, why is this talking about seclusion? Because where do people try to convince each other and brainwash each other? In seclusion. So the Gemara says, we're talking about seclusion, and a son with a mother can be secluded. Says the Gemara, anybody else cannot be secluded. Now, the Gemara actually says there is another exception. Brother and a sister are allowed to be secluded, but there's a whole separate halachas. A brother and a sister are not allowed to live together b'kvias. There are limitations for brother and sister being together. A brother and a sister do not rent apartments together. What that means exactly, a month, deal in the paiskim, it's not for now. But in general, the only erva which is mutter, the Gemara is medayik, is only a son with a mother. Now, what are some of the other arayot? Just to speak out the cases. That means that any woman that's married to any other man in the world other than her own husband, that means that is called arayot. That would be under this category of remez liyichud menatoyra. Again, it's an isur doyrais of yichud would be included in that. One other case: any woman that's gotten her period and hasn't been to the mikvah is a nida. A nida is an erva. A yichud with a nida, except for her own husband, that's a special halacha of Suga B'Shashanim, that a husband's allowed to have yichud with his wife, if he's been with her once, and he will be with her again, you need both, so then that's going to be motive. Any other case of nida is going to be a problem, okay? Any brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, these things are not, they do not go into the category of heterim, obviously, of brother and sister. Therefore, that's an erva. That means a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law cannot be secluded. Father, it's an isur deraisa. What? Father-daughter is the same thing as mother-son. That's mom, and that's the case. That's the exact same thing. The Gemara, that the seclusion there is going to be mutter and gatzin. Those are the only two exceptions. The father-daughter, mother-son.
Grandmother?
Everything else, what?
Grandmother.
So grandmother is also mutter. Anything which is grandmother, grandson, that stuff is also mutter. Those cases are also bichlal.
What about an adopted daughter?
Oh, so that's our whole child. I don't want to get into that. That's a very good question.
Age
that's
limit?
That what?
Age limit.
Age limit also is very, very important. Usually when it's when they're roy for bia, that usually means a girl above 3 and a boy above 9. Okay. We're going to get into that.
Huh? Talking about under what age?
Under the age of grandmother, there's no. I don't know if there's an age limit. Well, that's really a separate shir. Who is bichlal the age, and that they adopted is a very important shaila that comes up. The Gemara's sugya is about that. If a mother and a son are acting like mother and son, that's already good enough. But that's for another time. No, that's a whole other sugya. Yeah, we'll talk about it another time. Anyways, but this is the sugya. Now, the Gemara says something very interesting. Even though yichud is the eraisa for an erva, there's something called yichud with a penuya. That means that there's a girl here, she's not married at all, and be'etzem, she went to the mikvah, so she's not a nida. The halacha, which again today is not so negeya, the Gemara said that David HaMelech was goyzer. There's a yichud rabbanon. The Gemara says something else very important, that yichud with a non-Jew, right, with an oivedes kichavim, is also yichud rabbanon. These two cases, Shammai and Hillel, were goyzer on a yichud with a goita, and David HaMelech was goyzer yichud of pnuya. So we already see that there's yichud d'oraisa and there's also yichud d'rabbanan. It's going to be very important to note when things are d'oraisa and d'rabbanan, because we're going to have a lot of machloikas and a lot of different shilas that are going to come up in the office of yichud. Whenever you have a machloikas, a case which starts out as a d'oraisa, obviously we're going to handle it with more care. Masha Enke, in the case of d'rabbanan, we're going to be able to have a little bit of flexibility since the whole thing starts out as a d'rabbanan. Any dispute, we can tread a little less cautiously those waters of machlokes when the starting point is d'rabbanan. So it's important to note. Agav, the Rambam speaks out that he talks about the Isser Yichud. The Rambam says Isser Yichud Harayis mi Pia Kabbalah. Now it's not clear what the Rambam means mi Pia Kabbalah. So the Beis Yosef says the Rambam means mi d'oraisa. Mi Pia Kabbalah means mi d'oraisa. Why does he call mi Pia Kabbalah? Heyois. It's not mefurish in the pasuk. We needed Chazal to explain to us how this pasuk about ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. So that's only remez min haTorah. He calls me pia kabbalah even though it's d'oraisa. The Bach learns up in the Rambam. The Rambam holds the Rabbanan. So it's according to the Bach. In the sheet of the Rambam, the whole thing would be the Rabbanan. It's hard to hear that because he was looking at the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that's quoted here, I see it on the page, it says Mamish. Yichud doiraisa de eshes ish. The Gemara says Mefurish, Yichud doiraisa. Not Remez men haTorah. Yichud doiraisa. It's hard to explain that any other way. And that's the assumption all the poskim take on, that Yichud is midoraisa. So what's the heter of Bailabir? Where does this come from? So we'll come up. No. Because the Gemara gives an example of erva which is mutter, all other arayas is aser. So being mechalik and eshes ish and everything else, it doesn't matter. Even though the Gemara uses that as the example, but it's very difficult to be mechalik. You could say it's svara, but the pashas is not like that because the Gemara is saying anything that's not mother and son. Fine. So there's a heter of Bailabir. Let's talk about this case exactly. In other words, here we have a case, and then what's very unique about this is that there's other heterim for Yichud. If we have a chance to talk about it next week, Pesach Pasuach, we'll mention that tiny bit at the end of the year today. There's a case called Bailabir, which is so unique because it's a case of Yichud Mamish. It's seclusion. The door is locked. There's no way for anybody to get in. Afal Pikein, it's mutter because there's something called Bailabir. That's what's so unique about the Seter. And let's see this Gemara. This Gemara in Kedusha, we're just going to read this Gemara inside. With the end of the Gemara, is going to say a story. Everything else we'll go through very quickly. But the sugya itself, everything in this Gemara, everything in this Shiloh, Mamish comes from the sugya. Zok the Gemara in Kedusha, Daf Pei Alef Amud Aleph. Yeah, the Gemara welcomes here. Omar Rabba. So Rabba says, Bailabir, Ein Choshe Misham Yichud. So the Gemara's lashon is that Ein Choshe Misham Yichud. The Gemara does not say why. Again, what happens is you have a woman locked in a room with a stranger, a man. The halacha is Ein Choshe Misham Yichud. Now again, what does Ein Choshe Misham Yichud mean? So Pashas, you would say Ein Choshe means there's no problem of Yichud Bechlal. Now says Rashi on the spot, Lehi Lokois. We don't give Malkus in such a case. Why? So Rashi says, Demistifimi Baal Hashta Asi. Rashi says two controversial things here. Number one, Rashi says, there you have to really see the Gemara, which was one line before. The Gemara was talking about giving Malkus. If we catch someone doing Yichud, we'll give them Malkus Midrabonim. Zokt Rashi, that by an Eishas Ish, if the husband's in the city, Zokt Rashi, you don't give them Malkus. That's how Rashi learns up. Now, we're going to see, the next Maramokum says, Ask on Rashi, what do you mean they don't get Malkus? He has a kasha, we'll have to see the rest of the words in the kasha, but Tosis is going to be chodik, he's going to say no. Ein choshen means that it's mutter gomer. And it's going to be a big shail in halacha, who'd be passing like Rashi or Tosis? So Rashi learns that this whole thing means just for punishment. But according to Rashi, there's no heter of Baila Be'ir. It's a ptur from the Oynish. According to Tosfos, it's a heter mamish. Now Zok Rashi, what's the svar? The Gemara doesn't say what's the mile of Baila Be'ir, so her husband's in the city, so what? Zok Rashi, demistifimi baal, she's afraid of her husband, hashta osi. Zok Rashi, that the guy can walk in at any moment. Rashi is clear explaining that the pshat is when a woman, even though the door is locked, but since the husband can come, and come right away and knock on the door, and you have to open the door for your own husband, so therefore, the woman is she's not going to do anything. Because of that fear, Memela is going to be mutter. Now the Gemara says a story. Rav Bibi Iklo Lebe Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi was visiting Rav Yosef, boss of the Karach Rifta, Zok Rashi, that they ate in upstairs, and Rav Bibi was upstairs, and Rav Yosef and his wife went downstairs. He stays upstairs. So Rav Bibi's upstairs, and there's a woman downstairs. Rav Yosef apparently left the house. Now, there's a woman downstairs, and there's Rav Bibi upstairs. What does Rav Bibi do? He says, Amar lahu shkuli dargam mitusei Bibi. Bring up the ladder. Pick up the ladder. In other words, block the stairs, put up a gate, lock the door. I don't want to be secluded with his wife. Now, frek the Gemara, what do you mean? V'ha'amar rabba bai labir in chesh b'shem yichud. Frek the Gemara, what was Rav Bibi's problem? We know there's a heter bai labir. Rav Yosef didn't leave the city, he went to learn. So why can't Rav Bibi have yichud with Rav Yosef's wife? Says the Gemara, Shani Rabibi, the Shushvinte Havoi. Rashi says, Bailas Brisloim, the Geisabe. So that's a very important chumrah here. The reason why Rabibi was Machmer, he didn't want to have Yichud with Rav Yosef's wife, is that Rashi says, Bailas Brisloim, Rabibi was buddies with Rav Yosef's wife. They were Bailai Bris. They were friends, they were old friends, yeah? So since they were old friends, they knew each other, even though the husband's in the city, still, there's no heter Baila Be'ir when it's Liba Gaspoy. When it's Libay Gaspa. Since the man who's having Yichud with this Eishes Ish, they're friendly, they're Baal Espris, there's no heter of Baal Be'ir. So Taisus right away jumps on Rashi, asks an obvious question. According to Rashi, if Baal Be'ir is Usur, just there's no Einish, what's the Gemara's Kasha, why he wanted to take up the ladder because he was afraid of Yichud? So what? It's still Usur. Even though it's Baal Be'ir is Usur. Gemara's asking, if it's Baal Be'ir, what's he careful about? What do you mean? He's careful because Lechatchila. Taisa is Chaylik because of this Kasha on Rashi. He says, you see Klar in the Gemara that Baal Be'ir is a Heter, not Stam of Tur. Okay? That's one Machlik is Rashi Taisa. Now the Rambam, what?
Where's the Isser Yichud as far as Malkus go?
It would be the Rabbanon. The Malkus would be the Rabbanon. The Malkus is the Rabbanon. So the Rambam says it's Malkus Mardis. So the Rambam brings this Halacha, and he says also, now, Zokter Rambam Aloshim, this is different than the Rashi. Look at the Rambam's Aloshim. The Chazan is very Vedaic in the Rambam's Aloshim. Why is Baila Be'ir Mutter? Mipnei, She'emas Baila Aleo. Zokter Rambam, Heyois, Emas Baila Aleo, Memelitz Mutter. Now, what does Emas Baila Aleo mean? She's scared of him. Why is she scared of him? So the Rambam never uses the words that the husband's going to walk in. He never uses those words. He stam says, Nisha emas baila leo. We're going to see that there's a whole mahalach in the poiskim that the whole pshat in baila be'ir, it's not that she's, why is it mutter? Because the husband's going to walk in? No shach is the husband walking in. The reason why it's mutter is because a woman whose husband's in the city is in a different mindset. When a husband leaves the town, the woman, she's mesiach to ask from her husband. She's not thinking about her husband. When he's in the town, her husband's on her mind. So Mamela, when he's in the city, emas baila aleo, we're not afraid that she's going to be seduced or anything bad's going to happen. Because she's very aware. She's aware of her husband. But as soon as her husband goes away a little bit and she takes her mind off him, that's when bad things start happening. So the Rambam seems to say differently. We'll see the poskim in a second. Now the Rambam also throws in that if it's a libay gaspa, so then it's going to be usur. Yeah, there's no heter baila be'ir, it's libay gaspa. Now, how do we pass an halacha l'maisa? So the Mechaber comes along and he says that Isha Shabai Mamash quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. Isha Shabai L'Be'ir Ein Choshen Tzviach Nima. Zok the Rambam, Zok the Mechaber, the Lashon of the Rambam, Baila Be'ir is Mutter, it's a heter gomer. And he says, Mipnei She'emas Baila Leo. However, comes along the Bach says that the Ran goes with Rashi, and he says, that's the halacha. And he goes with Rashi that Be'etzim is Lechatchilo also to be Mesiachin of someone who's Baila Be'ir. So according to the Ran, that if your wife is home alone in the middle of the day, according to the Bach, if your wife is home in the middle of the day and you want a plumber to come over and do some work, it's also to close the door. You won't. We'll see. You're gonna have to do something with Pesach Pesuach. But it's Yichud is still Aser. Aye, what do you mean Baila Be'ir? You're in the mirror. You're 10 minutes away. Why should it be Aser? The answer is because there's no heter b'chlal. It's a p'tur, so we won't give you malchus because you're sitting in the mirror. But it's not going to be a heter for yichud. This is how the Bach passed. Now, how did the Heintig of Paisim go with this? So Lamai said the Chochmas Solomon is machmer. Chochmas Solomon is a little bit later, a few hundred years later. He goes for Rashi. He's machmer. Lamai said the Chalkis Mechaykik and the Beis Shmuel, where the Noisik Caleb and Evan Oezer, when the Mechaber brings the kula, they present the Chachmas chiluk b'meikel, they're mitzayin right away on the page to this bach. They seem to be choishish for this bach. However, the goyin seems to go with the mechaber straight up that it's mutter. And this is how I saw Shevet Alevi. Rav Vazner goes with it. One of the reasons why Rav Vazner goes with it is because I didn't look through the whole Taz. There's a long Taz here that explains that really Rashi, he has a whole different shot in Rashi. So Zotra Rav Vazner, you have a machlekes, Rambam, and Rashi. You have machlekes, Rashi, Taisvis. Since there are a poiskim that learn up Rashi like Taisvis, so we could already pass it like Taisvis. Meaning it's not clear that that's Shita of Rashi, so Melo Rav Vazner goes with it, and that's how many of the poiskim went. The Chavetz Chaim, it was Matzayin over here in small letters, and Nidche Yisrael also writes that you can be Mekel and Baila Beir Lichat Chila, which means that again, a person doesn't need to be Choshesh Lichat Chila. Person wants to do a chumrah, there are poiskim out there. The Chacham Sodom, there are poiskim that are choishes for Rashi that don't want to be choishes and bayil beir, don't want to be samech and bayil beir. So if a person has a case of bayil beir, if you want to be a brisker and you want to do chumras, so then if you want to be yoytz in the shita of Rashi and the shita of the Bach, that means try to find another way that it's not yichud b'chlal. But to just be samech and bayil beir, you're always going to be going against Rashi unless you have no choice, whatever, unless you need to. So again, if you want to find a chumrah, that would be a chumrah to do. But halacha l'maisa, you can be mekel. Now we spoke over a shiloh. There's a shiloh here of the Chacham Sodom. The Chacham Sodom brings up a very important point, a point which is very negiah to the two ways of understanding the shiloh of Baila Be'ir. The Chacham Sodom discusses a shiloh. What happens when the husband's in the city, but let's say the woman's not home and the husband does not know where she is? That means that Baila Be'ir sounds like the husband's in the city. This woman here, she's fair game for yichud. No yichud problems. What happens if the woman goes to a neighbor's house and she's in the neighbor's apartment and the neighbor's husband is home and the wife's not home? She locks the door behind her. Is that mutter? Baila be'ir. So it doesn't make any sense. Why? So he says, the bezet loy shayich, the mistafimi baila hashtoasi. Mamish paraphrases Rashi's lashon. Zokta, the Chacham Sodom, the Pisrei Tshuva brings it here, it's quoted here in the Pisrei Tshuva, that the whole heter is, and the fetal lashon of Rashi is that the husband can walk in at any time. How can the husband walk in if he doesn't know where the wife is? Zokta Chacham Sodom, there's no heter of baila be'ir unless the husband is aware of where the wife is. Not only that, he says, it's also only, is there a person that's saying, it's also only if the wife is aware that he's in the city. Let's say the wife is not aware that he's in the city, right? Also, it's not going to be mutter because she's not mistafi, she's not afraid to do anything because she thinks that he doesn't know. So, in other words, they're very practical. You need it to be that the husband is aware of where she is, and she knows that he knows where she is. That would be the case where yichud would be mutter. This is the chumrah. It's not a chumrah. It makes a lot of sense. This is the shita of the Chacham Sodom.
If you know the husband's never even coming.
Oh, we're going to get there in one second. So, we're just starting the sugya with these two ways, and we're going to get to a few nafkaminas. It's going to be one of them. One of the big nafkaminas. Zoch techida. Take a look. It's a short maror malkum. It says, L'dayti aksara. Look what he says. He says, Kishabayla be'ir. Wait a second over here. The Chacham Sodom came along and he said that Baila Be'ir is only in certain cases. Which case? It has to be in her house where the husband knows where she is. But he says, look at the Gemara. Did the Gemara make Tnayim in Baila Be'ir? It's right here. You can see it right in front of you. The Gemara says, Baila Be'ir ain't Chayish Mishem Yichud. The Gemara said, Libay Gaspa is the one thing the Gemara said that it doesn't apply. The Gemara never said a word that it has to be that it's in her house and the husband's aware. Zok techida, the hachi amirin b'shas u'pasuk ha'poish b'mishan v'achroinim u'minayin lono l'chali chlukum eilu min datenu. Zok techida, the hachi zonim is saying a good svara, but is there a makar for it in the sugya? Zok techida, pal de gazach, he said, the Gemara was mekel across the board. There is no need for us to find cases where it wouldn't be negeya. Zok techida, the Gemara said it had to be baila be'ir is a din. It's a metzias, regardless of whether or not the husband knows. So the question is, what's the svara? You're right. What do you mean, minayin lano l'chali chilukim? He says, the greatest svara. Tell me a better svara than that. How could you say that the wife is afraid the husband walk in anymore if he doesn't know where she is? So the poskim speak out, and this is really what I was mentioning before in the Rambam, that there's a whole other mahalach in baila be'ir. It's not in chanami. The chida is going that there's a whole other pshat in the Gemara. Amos baila aleh, like the Rambam says. Not that the husband's going to walk in. There's a certain emotional connection that a woman has to her husband that amas b'alei means that she has a certain respect and a certain fear and a certain shibud to her husband that a woman never is misiach das from him, that nothing bad can happen. So even if she's in her neighbor's apartment and the husband won't come in because he doesn't know that she's in her by the neighbor, there's still a heter of b'alei b'ir zok techida, zok the Rambam, Because since Amos Baila, there's an emotional connection, husband and wife, Mamela, there's a heter of Baila Be'ir. Now, how does the Heimdinger Paisim go? The Chazon Ish was Mekel. The Chazon Ish went with his Rambam. There's a sefer called Dvar Alocha and Yichud, which brings the sheet of the Chazon Ish. He learns that the heter of Baila Be'ir is not a practical nekuda that the husband can walk in. It's an emotional. We'll call it emotional. It's an emotional bond between husband and wife, and the Chazon Ish was Mekel, even if the husband does not know where the wife is. However, Ramosha Feinstein is Truvis. He's very stark the whole time, goes with his Chachmas Adam. No, it's not an emotional thing. It's a practical point that she's afraid he'll walk in, and therefore Rav Moshe has many chumras. Now, I saw a very interesting svara in the Shevet Alevi and Rav Vosner. He said very interesting. It makes a lot of sense. He says a shigul chumra for us b'zman hazeh. So, to Shevet Alevi that when did the Chazon Ish say his svara? So he says he was saying it in a different generation. It used to be that a husband and a wife, the relationship was that the husband, that the wife had a certain emas baila aleha. There was an emotional connection in which a woman, when her husband was in the area, she was meshubat to him to the extent that she would never ever be secluded to do an aveir with somebody. So if there's a matzav of yichud, seder, so we're making because emas baila aleha. Zalkim Vosner, it's hard to hear that bisman is there. There are shalom bias is that way. Usually it's the other way, right? That we're afraid of her, right? So since that's the case, since we're more afraid of her than she's afraid of us, so Zalkim Vosner, he doesn't want to go to Chazon Ish anymore. He was machmir, even though he's Be'ezim Ben Abrak, but he goes a lot with the Chazon Ish. But the Vosner, in this scenario, he says, the Chazon Ish himself wouldn't say it, said Vosner. It's hard to hear it, he says, that the Chazon Ish himself would be Mekel, when women today are so loose and so not connected to their husbands, and there's no, he says, it could be that you have such a matziv. So I don't know if he wants to be Mekel, if the Rav, who's passing the Shaila, knows that this couple has that there is Amos Baila. I don't know how flexible he is in the Zach, but he definitely comes out of the Chumrah in the Tshuva over there that a person should not be Saimach Anas Chazon Ish. So let's keep that in mind because I want to say a few more nafkaminas that come up. So one of the big shayas that come up, what about a big city? Let's say you have a husband, the example there that Moshe was talking about was in New York, he was talking about Manhattan. What happens if you have a husband that's working in Washington Heights, and let's go this way. He lives in Washington Heights, but he's mamish. His office is way on the other side of town, and in Manhattan traffic in the middle of the day. How long does it take to get home? At least an hour, right? So you're going to tell me that there's a heter of Baila Be'ir? So Zokter Moshe, no. Especially if the husband's at work, Zokter Moshe, and we know that he can't just leave work. Again, for a husband to leave work and to come home in the middle of the day, it's a 3-hour trek, right? It's an hour there, an hour back, and he's got to do something at home. It's going to take forever. So what's the likelihood of him actually walking in? Zokter Moshe, since the heter of Baila Be'ir is a practical heter, and it's impracticable, Zokter Moshe, there's no such heter. However, the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying, that no, Baila Be'ir is a din, it's a choik. Chazal said that when you're within city limits, there's a heter of Baila Be'ir, even if the husband practically won't come, and it's nothing to do with coming. So even though he might be an hour away on the other side of Manhattan, Afal Pikin Zokter Chazon Ish, as long as you're in one city, it's an emotional, psychological heter that the husband and the wife think of each other, and therefore there's still going to be a heter of Baila Be'ir. Lamaisa, the Paiskim do discuss. Let's say you have, we put these two shilas together. He's working in Manhattan. What if he's working and he's 5 minutes away? Would there be a heter? Now, Lamaisa, he can't just come at all times. Do we say Mr. Fimine? So I saw that, it was still in his notes. The what?
The Gemara knows about working people too.
So the question is, how do people work today? It used to be that people were, the Gemara talks about in Brochus, that there were workers, poilin, that they, the Gemara says that if you have to daven, you're allowed to daven a short Shemayin Esrei because you don't want to take away from your boss. Today, workplaces are very, very free and open. Since once we're talking about the city, right? If your office is in the village, you probably have a ping pong table in the middle of your conference room so that you can express yourself and you can be creative and all these types of zaken. Right? These are millennial workers. Today, very few office places are like that nobody can get out. Usually, everybody can drop everything. You have your buddy in the cubicle next to you cover for you for a minute. It's hard to hear that today offices are so stark. If a person is in such an office, if let's say you work for your in-laws, I don't know, you have some matzav where your mamish can't get away from your desk at all, then this shiloh would be negeah. But practically,
why worse than the Gemara then?
Huh? Why
worse than
because poilim, it seems there were poilim that couldn't come back.
Right. And the Gemara says
the Gemara is a heter. No, who says the Gemara never says the case of poilim? The Gemara says some case of heter by the beer. I don't know. He was in the grocery store. I don't know. Whatever the case was, he was. Okay, so you're still telling that time that's the same kasha that the Chida asked on this same shita. It's the same kasha. It's any chumra you're going to say based on the svara Why did the Gemara speak it out? That's really the Chidah's Ha'ara. So you're asking the same kasha. Mask him. Anyways, Rav Moshe goes with this. He's machmer in case where it's not practical. But again, you have to know if it's practical today. Rav Silverman Tais on his notes. I know this is actually quoted on his own. He just said that you have to know today if it's practical for someone to come home during work pashas today. I remember when I first got married, I heard from someone. Someone told me that when you first get married, you should the first day. For the first week that you're home, just pop into the house, just bounce out of first Seder in the middle of come home, which I didn't need anyone to tell me to do. I did it on my own anyways. But he said it's a good thing to do if you're a super stark and you never come home. Do it once. This way you create a matziv that your wife knows you're going to come home, but it should be a mystery. To create Ramosha's, in order to have the heter of Baal Be'ir, guy has to be able to pop in once in a while.
Can you be more mafra and come home every day during Seder?
Sal, so you smile, what? Wait till Purim. No, it does. It needs to be that it's shayich every day. That's the nekuda. The Paiskim do discuss, is it the vart, even in the chumrah, does it have to be that you actually would do it, or just that you could do it? It's not so clear how much it has to be. Do you have to come home once a month? When does it wear off? You have to use your seichel. Pasha says, as long as your wife knows that you could come home and it's something such a thing as shayich, you would have the kula of Ramosha, you would have the kula of Ramosha according to Ramosha. Again, according to the Chazanish, you don't need to ever come home, as long as you're in the city limits. The Michas Yitzchak I saw, brought down over here on the sheet, he pretty much is stuck in between Ramosha and the Chazanish, and therefore he wants to say that the best thing to do is to always have a tzir for something else. Now, we'll just get into it for 1 second. There's really a whole shir. There's a sugi called Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach means that the opening, the door of your house, it's open. It's open to Rosh Hashanah, to a public area, which means that you're not really secluded. Baal Be'er is a heter. Even though it's yichur mamish, it's mutter because the wife has a different mindset. She's afraid, whatever, however you define that. Pesach Pasuach means that you're making that it's not real yichud because you're opening the door. It's a whole shir in and of itself. It's a big machlokes how Pesach Pasuach works. Can you have a door closed but not locked? Can you have a door slightly ajar? Does it need to be wide open? There's many, many opinions. We're going to talk about that. What the Minchas Yisrael wants to say is, he wants to say that if you have a case of Pesach Pasuach, that a lot of poiskim are machmer. Let's say the door is closed but not locked. Zoch the Minchas Yisrael, if you have Baal Be'er that he can't really come home, so you only have the Chazanish, he doesn't want to only use the Chazanish. He says, don't lock the door. And then you have some shitas Pesach Pasuach. If the door is wide open, everyone can just mutter, even if it's not Baal Be'er. Pesach Pasuach has its own heter. But in a case, basically, he's patching together different kulas to, you don't have to leave the door open. So again, according to him, if let's say the husband's, is in yeshiva and he never comes home. So the Chazanish would say there's still a heter of Baal Be'er. So if you don't want to rely on the Chazanish, just unlock the door and Zokta Minchas Yitzchak could be Yitzchak. Again, according to Rav Moshe, none of that will work. According to Rav Moshe, you mamish need the husband to be able to come, and or you need real Pesach Pasuach, which we'll talk about another time. What are some of the other cases that just to make another nafkamina? This I'm not really going to machriya in the Shiloh. Just want to say a couple more Geshmaka cases. What happens if you have a husband and wife, a husband who works away out of the city, but it's very, very close? For example, let's say Ramot is another city. You have to know, by the way, how you define. You have to ask a Shiloh B'chad. I didn't see anybody talk about this. Is Ramot considered another city? Let's assume that Ramot is considered another city. Let's say you're living in Ma'alot Dafna. Ramot is mamish 10 minutes away, right? So if you go like it's mamish punk fakir. If you go like Ramot, that has to be able to come all the time. So then, what's Baal Be'er? The Gemara didn't mean ear mamish. The Gemara meant that since in most cities you have to go very far to get to the next city, so therefore the Gemara chose that as an example where she's afraid. But let's say Bezman Hazeh, if cities are clumped together, so now you're in Ma'alot Dafna to Ramot is a 10 minute drive. So maybe you should also have the heter. So l'chol you could be makel according to Rav Moshe and say since there's a practical mistafimineh that he can come any second, it should be mutter. However, which is the get to me, I got it once on the nekayel remote, and you would have that heter according to Rav Moshe. It would be a kula here. However, like the Chazanish, fakir to be a chumrah. The Chazanish holds that when you're in the same city, there's an emotional connection. But if it's in a different city, so then who says is that I am so close? Terry says once you're in remote. Yesh loved it a little bit. I don't know if the Chazanish could be. There's still an emotional connection. The Gemara again gave it a
dogma. She knows it's considered a different city.
The what?
I'm saying she doesn't know it's a different
city. Okay, whatever. Let's say it was. I'm just giving an example. Let's say it was Mamish. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Something like that where it's Mamish right off the. Get in the highway for 2 seconds and you're there. Think of Matthias. Like the Chazanish, maybe it has to be Machmer. Because who says the emotional and psychological connection traverses, again, crosses city limits? So you have to know, the Pasha is telling you that. One other interesting nafkamina, very geschmack, what happens if the husband speaks to her on the phone and his caller ID, she knows it's from the office, right? So, it's, I don't know if it's such a nafkamina halacha, but if you learn like Rav Moshe, so, when you have to be super machmer, she knows that the guy's an hour away now. She has no idea, she knows for a fact he's not coming now. So you have to be machmer just because she just spoke to him on the phone. But if the pshat like the chazanish, when you speak to her on the phone, pshat is that creates a that creates a closeness and an emotional connection. Other rabbits, it's a reason to be super makel. Fine. Just one last point in the sugya, we'll wrap it up, is the chumrah of libay gaspa. This is a very important chumrah in this sugya. Because be'etzem, what we're coming out now, is like the chazanish, you have many, many heterim in the case of Baila Be'ir, and even like Ramosh, again, as long as it's practical, try to make it practical, try to come home a little bit in the middle of the day, it would be mutter. And even if not, again, there are some places that want to make tzirufim with certain cases of Pesach Pesuach, fine. But there's one chumrah in Baila Be'ir that takes away the whole heter of Baila Be'ir. That is when the man that is being secluded with the Eishus Ish at home is Libay Gaspa. What does Libay Gaspa mean? So Rashi said it meant Baila's Bris. It's somebody they have a close relationship with. So again, big nafkamina. Because again, let's go back to our case. Your wife is home. She's, Baruch Hashem, you're being supported by your parents. She doesn't even go and work yet. She's home during the day. You're in Kailul. Now, the plumber wants to come over. Okay? So according to all this, you have Baila Be'ir. So then we're clearing if a guy never leaves Seder, and his wife knows he never would because he's shakar than the Chazanish, so then would there be a heter of Seder? So let's go that there is a heter of Baila Be'ir. But that's only going to work for the plumber. She doesn't know Bechla. Right? Then there's a heter of Baila Be'ir. But let's say your brother's learning in the mirror, and he wants to take a morning off, so he wants to go over to your house and use your Wi-Fi. Right? Of course, to watch Kosher Ezachin, right? Tell your videos, tell your live, right? So he wants to go into the house and your wife's home. Is that mutter? So until now we've been saying Baila Be'ir is a heter. A result of Gemara, if it's Libay Gaspa, so it's going to be usur. So the shaila is, how do we define Libay Gaspa? So there's one interesting case that comes up. It's the Aruch HaShulchan says, his case was, look at the Aruch HaShulchan's examples. Kigoyin shen is gadlu biyachad, oishi hikrei vasei. The Aruch HaShulchan saying it's a chumrah. Remember, it's a chumrah. Because since they're close, there's more of a chance of something happening, even though it's Baila Be'ir, which, by the way, is very, very geschmack, like the Chazanish. Because again, if you can walk in any second, who cares who it is? You can walk in any second, she'll be just as afraid. Elamai, the taiva will override it. You have to say avart akilu, like because she's so friendly with him, you know, the chances of hechi pechi going on is more shayach. However, like the Chazanish, it's very geschmack. Because the whole point is an emotional connection. So here you have someone with Libay Gaspa, it kricharan into that relationship, someone else that's Libay Gaspa, it takes away from her emotional connection. I think it's more geschmack to the Chazanish. Okay, whatever. But what comes out, the Aruch HaShulchan has examples of Nisgadlu Biyachad, they grew up together, or it's Krevosoi. Krevosoi means someone which is a blood relative to her a little bit, right? However, you don't necessarily see here, in these examples, anybody else, anybody who's like an acquaintance. What about your neighbor's husband? Can he come in now? It's not. It wasn't this gadol biyachad, not a krevosim. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan adds a big chumrah. He says, "Oishi yesh lem eza hakara deinyanei mesro kiyotze." What if their business, they have a business relationship? So big nafkamina here. If you have a secretary who's an eishes ish and her boss is in the office, so if the husband lives in the same city, they have a heter baila be'ir. But if they have a hakara deinyanei mischar, which they have a business relationship, Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, that's libay gaspa. You lost the heter of baila be'ir. Now you have to leave the door open all the time. You need pesach pasuach or some other case. Now, Zokta Tetzeliezer, no. The Tetzeliezer learns that a business relationship is not a friendly relationship. He learns that a business, again, you have to know the business amateur, the chara, the hachra, and this would be, you have to know what the relationship is. If it's a very professional relationship, so then it could be you still have a heter of Baila Be'ir. It's not called Libay Gaspa. But if it's a friendly relationship, so then in the chanami, the chara, you should be machmel like the Aruch HaShulchan. Just what comes out is that your brother, you have to know, again, if is a brother-in-law, call Libay Gaspa. So it could be when he's new into the Be'etzem, they're not related. Be'etzem, they don't have a shaykhis. Right? So you could say they don't have a history together, I mean. So you could say Be'etzem, you could be makel, but once the family gets close, it would definitely be machmer, that would be called Libay Gaspa. If they're friendly and they're playful together, that such a thing would be usur. So you'd be back to only having a heter really with the plumber coming in where it's not Libay Gaspa. But a neighbor would also be mutter, again, depending on how close you are to the neighbor, but generally a neighbor you'd assume is also not Libay Gaspa. But as far as a sibling and whatnot, those types of relationships which could be Libay Gaspa, it should be machmer. So what comes out of Allah Lamai says that Yichud is also be deraisa for an Eishes Ish. It's an Erva Mamish, the Gemara learns it off of Pasuk. We go that it's deraisa. The Gemara passes that if it's Baila Be'ir, if there's Emas Baila Alea, or if it's Mistafim, you know, there's two Mahalchim, there's a heter of Baila Be'ir that will allow seclusion. What came out was, however, from the Gemara was that if it's Libay Gaspa, there's no such heter. So again, there's a Machlikas Apoiskim, Machlikas Rishonim, Machlikas Apoiskim, how do Bechlal understand the heter of Baila Be'ir with big nafkaminas? The person is trying to be choishah for all these opinions whenever he can. Again, there's also, don't forget about Shittas Rashi, that holds Baila Be'ir is not Lachil altogether. Again, we go with the Nidchei Yisrael, with the Shevet HaLevi, that Betim Tumanaz, that we will go with Baila Be'ir. But how to do that exactly? Is machlis in the Moshe and the Chazanish? Does it mean practically coming, or does it mean there's the emotional connection with the various nafkaminas? Number one, if he's in a big city, that he can't come, or if he's in a very close city, but it's still a neighboring town. Or also, we spoke about the cases of, let's say, the husband doesn't know where she is within the city. These are all going to be nafkaminas in the shayla. Going to ask halachic authority if you need to be samech on one heter alone. But again, remember the Michas Chizuk also put together Tzirufim with unlocking the door, so that at least according to some Shita Pesach Pesuach, that would be Mutter. And remember again, you have to make sure that it's not a case of Liba Gaspa. In a case of Liba Gaspa, you lose the Maila of Baila Be'ir, and therefore you lose the Heter of Baila Be'ir, and you have to go back and find other Heterim. Yashar Koyach.